Page 204, בריתי שלום.
יש אנשים שעושים 20 שנה התבודדות ולא זזים מילימטר מהתאוות שלהם. There are people, listen, it's very scary, listen what he says here. There are some people, they do 20 years התבודדות, and they didn't even move one little millimeter from the, away from their tavos. They're still in the same place where they started התבודדות. Why is that? זה בגלל שלא לוקחים נושא אחד לעבוד עליו, את מדע יום יום. It's because they don't take one subject to work on every day, constantly, every day, every day, every day. So it's like someone's trying to boil a dish. And every 5 minutes takes it off the fire every 5 minutes. Takes it on, takes it off, takes it on. You know when it's going to boil? Never. Right? The same thing, you have to take it, take the pot, put it on the fire, put it on the tefillah, until it boils completely. Then you can start working. When you do it, you Bofen ikvi, every day, and one thing, for a while, that's all Abeinu said to do. Abeinu said, take a turn, likutei Moharan, learn it, work with it a few months. That's all Abeinu said, until you nullify that, until you acquire it, then go on. Why Abeinu said a few months? Because that's how it takes, every day, every day, every day. Some things take the person more, some takes you less. Each one, according to the secret in the world. רבינו says in Torah Nun Bet, Torah 52, שהיא התורה היסודית לחזרה בתשובה. Torah Nun Bet 52 is a very basic Torah for doing תשובה. והעצה של חצי שעה היא למעשה כמו טעימה מהתורה הזאת. And this advice that Rav Arush gives of doing a half an hour a day on one specific thing, it's just practically a taste from Torah Nun Bet 52. שמדבר על אותה עבודה. That's what רבינו says, to take a time out. Take a bad midah and to daven for it until you nullify it. Daven on it. Person is angry, he davens every day, Hashem. I don't want to be angry. He judges himself for this. I spent 24 hours, every little detail that he was angry. If he felt any anger, why did I feel anger? Oh, I have lack of emunah, Hashem help me. Why not have emunah? Everything's from you. I don't want to be upset. Help me to calm down, help me to overcome. Kacha, every single day, he feels that the anger left him. He's not angry anymore. Ki l'rov bnei adam, קשה מאוד לקום בחצות לילה וללכת לסדות מחוץ לעיר. Because most people, רבנו said over there, הנאור בלילה, a person should get up at night, חצות at night, and go out of the city in a place that even in the day people don't walk, right? And there you should do every day, but do it ככה until every day, until you nullify this time. But most of us, even if we do go to חצות, we do it for money, we go to the כולל, right? And even if we do an hour of Godot, we don't go out of the city. Yeah? So, we do what we do. We do what we could do. An hour of Godot is, in any time, it's good. But after a person takes this half an hour, Rav Arush teaches that he did on himself, and he said that it helps. Right? He'll see that even after half an hour alone, he'll see how things start moving on him. And he'll get confidence. He'll do more and more. Ad yekabel gam kokh hashkeh yoter misha. Then, he'll receive the koach, do even more than an hour he builds a day, because he sees results. What can we do? We don't move without results. I don't see results. How can we do anything? And then, once a week at least, he'll do a few hours on one specific thing. And maybe with friends, they'll go out of the city once a week to the field, like there are today, people do. Okay, slowly, slowly. At least it will give him the start. The half an hour will give him the start to feel what he goes through. Because the Meister, the half an hour is not enough. And Allah always agrees with this also. It's enough to get you started. But then you'll realize that you need to do more. At least it helps us to get started. Minimum half an hour. La'lo shel davar, the rule is, רק התפילה הזו המרוכזת היא הדרך להתנקות באמת מהרע שיש לאדם. Only a concentrated prayer is really the right way how to get clean from all the bad that a person has in him. שזה עיקר התשובה. That's the main תשובה. כמו שכתוב. עיר פרה, אדם יוולד. עיר פרה, you know what עיר פרה is? A person is born an ayir. Ayir is a small donkey, a baby donkey. But not a regular baby donkey. Chamor pir'i. Ma zeh?
a wild baby donkey.
וכל העבודתו להוליד לעצות האדם שבו. הפרסן ג'אב is to give birth to a to develop from this donkey that he is into a human being.
Easier said than done.
והדרך היחידה להוליד מתוך הגוף הרע הזה צורת האדם שבו, the only way, רבינו says this, כתמורן, only way a person will be able to be born into human being out of this body, this bad body that a person has, is through התבודדות. רבינו says in כתמורן, I swear, הצער העירי brings it, that das, what's it now? Everyone knows, רבינו says it, what's a human being? Das. What's the everyone? We say everyday davening, right? Motar Adam Yabema and Kekolaven Debat and the Shama. We have the Neshama. Where's the Neshama? In the brain. The Das. Rabbeinu says that people with no Das, they don't know of Hashem. It's like animals and two. It's like birds. I'm like, tzu, 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 kukui, kuku. The same thing. He talks shtuyot. It's not a human being. Das is what a human being is, right? Adam is Das. Rabbeinu says, how does a person manage it? Das, gets das. Aikaru edai bodudud, Rabbeinu says. There is bodudud. More is bodudud, more prayer, more. He cleans himself out. Kmo she'echad sha'aloti, like a person asked me. Aim en derech acheret achzor b'tshuva, there's no other way to do tshuva? Only through bodudud. So I answer him, tell me please, could you move your hand without Hashem helping you? Of course not, the Gemara says, right? En adam no kef et zvah minamata, en am ken echuz adam minamala. A person doesn't get a cut in his hand. And listen, Shamayim, they decided they'll get this cut. Everything a person does is from Shamayim. If you could move your hand, if you can't move your hand without the help of Hashem, how could even come into your brain this thought that you'll do tshuva, which is much harder than moving your hand, right? Without Hashem. Of course you can't do it without Hashem. So you must do it for the dude. You must talk to Hashem. You must ask Hashem to help. We must help Hashem to help. Help us. First of all, then we think, oh, we're not succeeding because we don't ask Hashem. Of course we don't have success. We have to ask Hashem. Whatever we see that we have difficulty, we have to ask Hashem. So, and we see everything depends on the Ratzon, like Rav Arush said. I'll tell you a story about me from last night and from a week ago. A week ago, I started going to this Kol El Chatzot. So, Motzei Shabbos, I started going. So, Motzei Shabbos, the call starts on Tuesday at 3. I didn't know. I thought it starts at 2. Like during the week, it starts at 2. So I went to sleep at 11:30. I said, I really want to get up. I said, the Kriyat Shema, and I said, the Tefillah, a special Tefillah, to get up Chatzot. And by 1 o'clock, how long did I sleep? From 11:30 to 1:15. How long is that? An hour and 45 minutes. I got up, boom. Shachak Motil. And then he was doot, and I went to the kollel, and I lived, there was no one there, whatever, until 3 o'clock. Whatever, I was there, I was learning. Then I learned until the morning, everything was so beautiful. Yofina came home, and I rested, and everything went out. Last night, I went to sleep at 10:30, and didn't get up till 3:20. What happened? Obviously, then I had a lot more motivation to get up, why it was new, it was fresh, and stuff, yeah? And then I had less. Last night, right? Not so fresh, so a week old, I was a little bit tired, and makes sense, only 4.5 hours, not enough for a person usually. Right? But what did I learn? I did it bodudud last night, I was thinking, why did I get up late? And how come last week I didn't sleep? It can't be because I didn't sleep enough, because the week before I slept even less, I did get up. You see, it all depends on the person's will. He has to express his will in prayer. Fila, ask Hashem to help you. Does it make a difference to Hashem if I slept 1 hour, if I slept 3 hours, 4 hours? Hashem wants me to get up, I'll get up. Nachon? You have to ask Hashem to help you. So no, Hashem taught me to ask him to help. To ask him for help. So, and that's the way in everything in our life. A person wants to sit and learn. And he can't, doesn't have concentration, doesn't have. Yesh lo kotzim b'yashvan. You know what that means? He has kotzim, he has thorns on his behind. He sits, he gets up. Boom, 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 boom. Something like that, they can't sit. Ask Hashem, help me Hashem, I want to sit. I want to learn the Torah, I want to do things. Whatever a person has difficulty with, you ask from Hashem. And don't think that we can do it without Hashem. You can't move a hand without Hashem, like Allah says here. So you can overcome the Yetzirah without asking Hashem. That's why Yibudud is not a good thing and it's good advice. It's a must. It's an obligation. It's an obligation. After you hear Chutz Chesed and you hear these talks, or anywhere else where they teach it, what to do. Chovah, chovah, chovah. It's a must. Atfila is the chazkut hagdola biyoter sheyishna. Tfila is the biggest hitchazkut, strengthening that there is. Half an hour a day as a beginning. Okay, Rabbi Ahu says as a beginning. I don't think it's definitely not enough. And the person, he already goes out to chirut, freedom. He begins to see that things are moving in his life. Is there anything like more wonderful, more strengthening than this? בנוסף, כשאדם מתחיל להתפעל את תיקון הברית ולא רואה את הוצאות. And furthermore, when a person starts diving into תיקון הברית, he doesn't see results. האיסורים שיש לו מזה שלא מצליח לצאת את האהבה, this suffering that he has, he's diving for תיקון הברית, he's diving for guarding the eyes, and he has suffering that he's not succeeding to leave this taiva, למרות שכל יום הוא מתפלל חצי שעה, even though he dives every half an hour, in the beginning it's like that, he could dive for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, he doesn't see any results almost. Because it's a difficult thing to go out of. But that waiting, זה מזכך את האדם. רבינו says, זה נקוטי מהורן, את תורה וב. That what? Yeah. It's ביזיונות. It's a disgrace for a person. I'm trying to get out. I'm praying. I'm asking Hashem. And it's still not succeeding. It's ביזיונות for a person. He gets disgraced from it. And that purifies a person. Clears his mind. Clears his heart. Circumcises his heart. כי כאשר אדם לא רוצה לכתוב הוא נכשל. Because when a person does not want to sin, he stumbles, and he has צער, he has sorrow, והצער הזה נכשל לו לישראל שחפו לו לבונתם. That sorrow is considered to him as a suffering that atoned for his sins. כי העובדה שהוא מתחיל להתפלל חצי שעה ביום, because the fact that he begins diving at least half an hour a day on one specific thing, התיקון הברית, זו קו הזכות בשבילו שמגינה עליו ולא יענוש אותו משמיים. He's not going to get punished for any sin that he's going to do now at Gam Brit. Why? Because he's davening, he's doing the best he can. ויהיה עוד חיזוקים עצומים בפרק קודם. And if you want to get more strengthening, look in the previous parak, in parak number 4, chapter 4, and it tells you more about the חיזוק that you get from this. טוב, until here is תיקון הברית for today. And besides the התבודדות, a person has to do everything all day. Now,